People just come by and they start picking, and we invite them to come and help with the garden initiative too, because it's for everybody here. And it's just wonderful when we can grow fresh local things to give to UNG students, Lumpkin County School System students, for community members, anybody who needs food.
Being a great gardener takes dedication, knowledge, and plenty of hard work. But every great gardener begins as a student. I'm David Zelsky, and this is the Fork in the Road podcast, presented by Georgia Grown and the fine folks at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each episode, we feature stories from Georgia's farmers, fishermen, merchants, artisans, chefs, and others who help provide Georgia Grown products to folks in the Peach State and beyond. Today's adventure will take us to the North Georgia Hills, to Dahlonega, a charming little town and the subject of many an episode of A Fork in the Road. We're headed to a place just off the Dahlonega Town Square and the edge of the beautiful University of North Georgia campus. That's where we'll find the historic Vickery House and the headquarters of a mission called Hometown Harvest. This program was developed in 2017 as a response to a community request for after-school STEM programming. The goal was to create a sustainable source of fresh produce for local schools and the UNG campus food pantry. In this garden/outdoor teaching space, students, professors, and community members work together to help feed, teach, and carry on tradition. To learn more, I talked to Dr. David Patterson, Associate Professor of Biology at UNG.
The main thing that we do is I sort of co-manage the gardens around here, and there are several objectives with them. The first one is teaching college students how to garden, and a lot of them want to learn how to do it, but they just don't know where to start. And so this place provides a great sort of non-pressured environment to come and volunteer and learn just the basics of how do you grow a tomato plant? How do you grow okra? How do you harvest it? How do you maintain it? A lot of students are into planting seeds, and then they're also into harvesting, but then there's this other group that's sort of in the middle that likes to maintain plants, and so by pooling them all together, you end up with a team that can maintain a garden all four seasons.
To keep operations running smoothly, Hometown Harvest maintains a steady stream of UNG student volunteers.
We're constantly sort of managing students, you know, when they could come and help, when they could come and water, what it is that they want to get out of it. And so we also have students here that are doing research.
Hometown Harvest isn't just about education, it's about serving the whole community. The produce grown here goes to local schools across the county, providing a sustainable source of fresh food to students of all ages.
Because as we all know, school systems are often, you know, budget constrained. And if we can create a more efficient, effective way for them to grow vegetables and test it out here, it's a huge benefit to the community, because then kids in school systems get, you know, fresh vegetables. And this is sort of a proving ground for those types of experiments, I think.
Julie Knight Brown is the school nutrition director for Lumpkin County.
Let me start again.
You're great. Yeah.
Okay. Learned about the garden here at UNG at Vickery House, Hometown Harvest, Dahlonega, in the summer of 19, when Dr. Patterson and his wife and little boy were helping us with summer meal delivery in the school system. And the question was posed, if they had a surplus of tomatoes and nothing to do with them, could we take them and use them for the students? And I was delighted to hear that. We would be more than happy to take locally grown tomatoes or any other produce item to serve the students in Lumpkin County schools. So that's how we met. And then we worked together in planning the garden. And David asked what kind of things would the students like. And we worked with some of the vegetables that they prefer, like lettuces, tomatoes, heirloom tomatoes, particularly carrots, radishes, all these things. We had recently gotten grants for salad bars at every school. So this initiative, Hometown Harvest Dahlonega, and the garden and the produce that is surplus that we can take to the students in the school system, we put on our salad bars in the schools.
Running a project like this takes a lot of hands to make it work. And a lot of folks have chipped in to make this mission a success.
Some people just come by and they start picking, and we invite them to come and help with the garden initiative too, because it's for everybody here. And it's just wonderful when we can grow fresh local things to give to UNG students, Lumpkin County School System students, for community members, anybody who needs food. It's a wonderful collaboration. We have shared this with the community and gotten more community partners by networking with restaurants to pick up their fresh produce for the compost pile, and coffee shops. We've had great success with that. Community groups like the Dahlonega Sunrise Rotary, and also there's a lot of UNG clubs that have gotten involved. The Sustainability Club was involved. There is more and more involvement with the students, and we just continue to try to grow that partnership. It's just a really great way to bring folks together.
Though it takes the whole neighborhood for Hometown Harvest to reach its full potential, it wouldn't be what it is without the students and faculty from UNG. People like biology lab coordinator and volunteer Morgan Sutherland.
For a lot of students, they come here as an initiative to get hours, get experience. I myself am doing a master's program, and I have to have some practicum experience, and so that has allowed me to dive more into food insecurities and how I can take what I do here already at the Garden and expand upon that. And so there's a lot of programs and a lot of initiatives that students here at the university can also apply towards that. So it's just been a really great collaboration with helping them and developing, you know, their education and what they need to obtain a degree, and also, you know, kind of gaining some things from their labor and support here as well.
Morgan says when it comes to what happens here, this garden relies on student input.
We ask the students, you know, what is it that you want to get out of the garden? And we kind of tailor what we do in the garden in a way to what they are curious about finding or doing or creating. But we really try to nurture their desire to garden and plant and what can come from planting a garden for the community. We definitely couldn't do it without them.
And it's not just gardening or biology students getting their hands dirty. This place provides a learning experience for curious academic minds of every persuasion.
We are actually charged with supporting wellness in the school system, and this is part of it. And part of it is getting the fresh food to the students and helping teach them about it, and nutrition education and health education. So whether it's Appalachian students, biology students, other services, we've tried to get even the nursing students involved and physical therapy students, because this is something that helps the community, and they're all interrelated. They're all interrelated disciplines.
A lot of what comes in is students who are in different majors. They're not necessarily biology majors or in any science related field, and so we get more students who are dedicated more in a way to gardening because they have this unrefined passion for it, whether it's seed starting or harvesting or just playing in the dirt and getting outside and interacting with one another. It's more based off of their curiosity. So we get more of a diverse group of students who are really interested in what the garden can provide for them.
Student volunteers at Hometown Harvest don't just get a practical education, they develop an important connection with the food they eat every day.
It's got to be neat for the students to see these different vegetables. You know, they're used to see them in the grocery store. They're there. They don't think twice about how they got there.
Oh, yes.
It's got to be an eye-opening experience and really digging into their curiosity about
yes.
what else there could be.
Well, it's amazing, too, to see how many young people don't understand where their food comes from. So this is a really great way to connect where the food comes from. So it's it is just really a wonderful initiative.
The Hometown Harvest Garden is a place for UNG students and faculty to learn about gardening and to get a hands-on experience. But education is just one of its goals for the community. Sherry Parker is an administrative assistant for UNG's College of Education. She's also volunteer manager of the UNG Food Pantry.
Well, I manage the food pantry, you know, and organize the volunteers and organize the food drives and all that kind of stuff. So that got started in spring of 2017. I had just finished up my bachelor degree and I was looking to ways to give back to UNG. And so people were coming together to create the food pantry. And so we all kind of, you know, we found a place for it. We all started working with it. So I just kept getting more and more involved in it. And so eventually I guess I'm managing it.
That's how it works.
Yeah, this pantry provides free food to UNG students and neighbors in need. This work serves to address food insecurity for the whole neighborhood.
Yeah. So basically, we run on the supermarket model. So we have a room in there with, you know, shelves and cans of, you know, soups, canned meats, all those kinds of things. The kitchen, we have our breakfast foods, stuff in the refrigerator and the freezer. On the porches, we have 24/7 access for food if a student needs it. During our hours of operation, they just come in, fill out a little form, and we just kind of step out and let them do the shopping. And so they just take what they need. And it's open to all students, faculty, staff, anybody that needs it. They just come in, provide their 900 number, and that's all.
This food pantry doesn't just carry the usual food staples of college life. When it comes to food that nourishes the whole community, nutrition is key.
They're thinking they're going to come here and find ramen noodles and saltine crackers. And so when they come and they find real food, and, you know, especially if we have garden stuff available or some apples in the fridge, you know, that just really, you know, it touches their heart to know that people care about them and that we want them to succeed. And we don't want to just give them cheap food that they could go and afford, you know. We want to give them good stuff that's going to give them the nutrients that they need to succeed as a student. So yeah. I mean, we've had ones that come in and see what we offer and cry, you know, because they're just overwhelmed with what we have. So we've got the gardens going, and they can come here and they can get not only shelf food and canned food, but they can get real food and tomatoes and all those kinds of things. It just makes sense.
This pantry couldn't run without UNG students looking to earn credit hours and volunteer for the greater good.
Fortunately, a lot of the programs at UNG require volunteer hours. So we have kids contacting us all the time wanting to volunteer. So it's just organizing them, getting them on the weekly roster, because we're usually open Monday through Thursday, 11 to 4. So, you know, we put them on 1-hour shifts and just keeping them rotating. A couple of years ago, we got approved for 2 federal work study students. So those students now, they work about 15, 20 hours a week for me. So that really takes a lot of pressure off, you know, so they can do a lot of stuff. But it's, you know, keeping the shelves organized, you know, looking for any expired, making sure we rotate the stock, you know, finding things that we're getting low, sending out the call, okay, we need this, we need that.
Whenever the pantry needs something, seems the whole town pitches in.
Anytime we send out a call saying, oh, we're low on breakfast foods, you know, 2 days later, we've got piles of breakfast foods, because the UNG community just is that way, you know. Even the local community, during COVID, we had, you know, gyms and anybody, you know, that you could think of offering to bring us food and help these kids get through this, you know. So it was a good thing.
With students and neighbors volunteering, the pantry and garden get the help they need, and the city gets a cool spot for young people to hang out, study, learn gardening, and just feel connected. But the most important part of this place is the good it does for families in need.
We really visualize this house being a place where a kid can come and just hang out on the porch and make them a meal and socialize with their friends and, you know, removing that stigmatism about not being able to afford food. And that's what a lot of kids go through. You know, 1 in 4 struggle with food insecurity. So, you know, that's a lot of kids, you know, that suffer in silence. And so we want them to know that they don't have to do that. They can come here, they can get their food, you know, and we'll help them any way we can. This house is close, but yet it's not right in the, so if someone did feel insecure about coming here and didn't want their friends to know, it's isolated. You can pull right up with your car. You don't have to worry about, you know, but it's also close to the dorm, so if they don't have a car, they can just walk here. And when you come here, it's just such a peaceful feeling. And I think when the kids come here, they realize, okay, this is someplace that I feel comfortable with. I can come back here, you know. They're always treated, you know, just like they're walking into their grandmother's house, you know. And so I think it just creates this, you know, support and gives them some security about coming back.
Speaking of gardening, let's take a walk through the grounds with David Patterson and get a look at what Hometown Harvest has to offer.
Good. Let's head to the garden.
Okay.
Tell me what we have along the fence here.
So these are all thornless blackberries that we got from the Georgia Mountain Master Gardeners. They donated the plants and we planted them, and I think these are about 2 years old now. And so they're just big enough to start bearing fruit, as you can see. And so Lots of students come, and as they're passing through, they'll grab blackberries and eat them off the vine or take them home or do whatever they want to with them. But they have blackberries through here, and then we have a couple of younger raspberry plants.
Is this one okay to eat right here?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, that's the biggest one I could find right there. That's a
perfect.
That's a nice
huge
one.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh.
Good, huh? Yeah.
And every one of these flowers that you have in your hand, that's going to become a fruit.
Yep, that's going to become a tomato. This, I believe, is a salad tomato, and so you can see some of the smaller fruits there. We'll come in and harvest them, and we weigh them for the just to sort of keep track of how much we're producing. And over the past couple of years, we have produced well over 300 pounds of tomatoes just from this space.
Wow.
And so all of those go either to the UNG community, sometimes faculty, staff. Lots of people come through, and then lots of them go to the Lumpkin County school system and are integrated into the salad bars and school lunches. These specific types of tomatoes were picked out by the Lumpkin County school system as things that kids like to taste test. And so a lot of them are these small cherry tomatoes with all these vibrant colors that they really like. The ones in the beds here are a volunteer heirloom variety. They're called Calpin tomatoes. That they're small and they're yellow, and they're a sort of an heirloom variety that's common around Lumpkin County. And so we're growing them out, keeping them in our seed bank, and they're delicious and kids love them. So it works very well.
See, I think that's neat to know when to.
Any gardener worth their shears knows the importance of pruning. These tomato plants are a great opportunity to teach that to the students.
Let's kneel down to one of these plants. What are you telling the students to look for here?
You know, with this plant, I think you have to, when they're really splayed out like this, you have to almost prune them like you would a tree. And I think it's okay to remove a lot of these suckers because it increases airflow through the plant itself. And when you don't have a lot of airflow, you get fungal infections. A lot of insects really like living in them. Once we get them strung up, that's when we prune them, and the students come in and they can help prune them, learn how to, you know, basically care for a plant, because I think a lot of students like planting them and then they also like harvesting the tomatoes, but it's all this in-between stuff that we're trying to teach them.
Speaking of fruits, how do you like these apples?
So this is an heirloom apple tree that was donated by the Mountain Research Center at UGA. And so we have a partner tree over there. We put them in last year, and as you can see, they're doing really well. Also on campus, we have, I think, 10 more across the way over here. And so ideally, they'll co-pollinate each other. And so hopefully they'll start bearing fruit pretty soon. When we got them, they were probably as big around as your thumb and probably this tall, and we planted them and have been taking care of them. And, you know, I think that we're all sort of really excited to see what kind of apples they actually are.
What's that you say? Apples aren't your thing? Well, this place has something for everybody.
So these are all onions back here. So we have small spring onions. We have larger white and red onions. We have a big rosemary plant that we planted a few years ago that, you know, a lot of students like having herbs in their meals with their vegetables, and so we try to grow out a lot of those as well.
Like any garden, a good portion of time is dedicated to managing pests. In this case, the most pervasive ones are the small, fuzzy bucktooth variety. It seemed like these groundhogs were like the gophers of the golf course. These, everywhere David looks, groundhog here, groundhog there. Yeah, they loved Alonica too.
And a lot of gardens battle deer.
Yep. Deer and groundhogs.
Groundhogs. That's kind of fun, right? Yeah. Little
it
different,
is.
Right?
They are wily little creatures. Yeah. Groundhogs will come in and they'll go over the fence, they'll go under the fence, particularly in the spring when, you know, the young ones come around and they're very, very small. They can make it through all these tiny holes in the fences, and a single groundhog has come in and taken out 40 plants that we've grown from heirloom seeds. And so we've gotten kind of obsessive about keeping them out. But this year we've only had one or two losses, so we've got a system going. And UNG has been helping sort of trap them and relocate them to places off campus. that they're probably going to be happier and healthier. So
there's no hatred in your voice when you say groundhog.
That's right.
But they, I've heard about four instances.
That's right. We don't
destroyed.
Hate them at all. They're wonderful little creatures.
Hometown Harvest also maintains a robust heirloom seed bank. By doing so, they preserve the culture and history of this entire region.
So every time we plant a garden, we meet as the people of the seed bank and decide which ones have been there for a long time, decide which ones we need to grow out, think about cross-pollination, how we're trying to avoid, you know, diluting those original Appalachian seeds. And this region has probably one of the richest histories of seed saving and seed diversity of anywhere in the United States. The Appalachian region, because there are so many, you know, haulers that people develop, keep their seeds year after year after year, they naturally sort of evolve into different things based upon what that family might like. And so you can basically go to any family in the community and they'll have their own set of seeds that they've often had for generations. And for somebody like me, it's really exciting to grow these plants that you can't just go to a big box store and buy. And so you learn about the seed itself, but also the family and what they like and how important they are. They often come with these stories that, you know that their great grandmother got it from so-and-so from somewhere else, and they planted it and they've cultivated it and maintained it over the years, and then they graciously donate it to us so we can sort of keep a record of all of it.
The wide variety of seeds result in some truly unique vegetables.
It's a lot of fun because a lot of the things that we grow are sort of, I guess, strange in the sense of normal gardens. And to see kids, you know, look at all of these speckled tomatoes or cucumbers or beans or whatever, it's something new for them, and I think it kind of sparks their interest more than just going and buying a plant at somewhere like a big box store.
I know I've said that word community about 100 times in this episode, but it really is the biggest part of this. Hometown Harvest is really just a reminder of what the word community means. And to think all of this great work takes place in just one historic building in Dahlonega.
The Vickery House has really been a place for students to kind of gather together, learn how to garden, learn more about food insecurities in the community and how they can take what they've learned here and either apply it at home or actually help out in the community by providing fresh produce, fresh foods to community members who maybe don't have access to those fresh foods. A lot of the community members who are students in the local public school system or here at the university actually utilize the Vickery House and the food pantry that's located inside to, you know, have food for a meal that day if they don't have the means to purchase, you know, a good meal or fresh vegetables. We actually help provide fresh produce to those individuals who may not have access to it.
And with that, Hometown Harvest looks to the future. With such a generous helping of love and support from the whole neighborhood, that future's looking brighter than ever.
I hope it continues to evolve into something that the community continues to get more and more invested in, and that the community likes seeing it, the community talks about it, the community comes and gets vegetables. There are lots of people from the community that, you know, you can work here at any time and they're just walking out through the garden and getting tomatoes. And, you know, we love to see that because I don't think it can maintain itself forever without strong community involvement. And I think we are sort of developing that pretty rapidly now.
For more stories like this one, you can watch A Fork in the Road on GPB TV or anytime on the gpb.org website. That's where you'll be able to listen to and subscribe to this podcast or download it on your favorite podcast platform. I'm David Zelsky. Thanks for listening to A Fork in the Road.